WVJW in Benwood, West Virginia presents Bubblegum, Goodbye to an Era. I am your host, Brian French. The Arizona Republic reports bubblegum music has officially died during the summer of 2003. Beginning in 1968 and tailored especially for AM radio, it continued in evolved forms as the dominant music of choice through the 1990s. Bubblegum has now been replaced by racier hip-hop and progressive artists, such as Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera. We begin with the most recognized classic bubblegum group, Ohio Express, with Yummy 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 and Chewy Chewy.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so.
Chew it, 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 baby. Dipping box, I
classic bubblegum is classified as catchy, simple, unforgettable chorus lines, fast-paced, not more than two verses, no bridge, chorus is repeated as a verse, a heavy bass line, and 2.5 minutes in length. In evolved bubblegum, songs become psychedelic, length increases, bass line is softened and sweet sounding. Unusual instruments appear often. Evolved bubblegum was tailored towards FM radio, but still had a staple on AM. Evolved forms of bubblegum includes classic punk, disco, and many of the one-hit wonders of the 1980s. We continue with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company hits Goody Goody Gumdrops and 1-2-3 Red Light. You are listening to Bubblegum. Goodbye to an era.
I'm getting weaker every time I hear her name. Oh, she's getting sweeter. This girl's driving me insane. Oh, goody goody gumdrops, my heart is doing flip-flops. Gee, what love can do, I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops. Goody goody gumdrops with a girl like you. I just couldn't live without her, 'cause when
We continue with two of my favorite pieces of bubblegum. These two songs were literally played to death in my home in the 70s. After they had long worn out, I had searched for years to obtain them again and have recently found a couple copies. First, we start with the Lemon Pipers, Rice is Nice, and another Lemon Pipers piece, Green Tambourine.
Tambourine.
The late 70s saw the emergence of evolved bubblegum groups such as the Ramones. Although the Ramones may seem extreme and not bubblegum, they have described themselves as a bubblegum group. And the music follows most of the evolved and classic bubblegum criteria.
Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. They got their surfboards and they're going to the discotheque to go-go. But she just couldn't stand. She had to break away. Well, New York City really has it all. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. She pays for rockers.
Yeah.
You are listening to Bubblegum, Goodbye to an Era. I am your host, Brian French. We just heard from the Ramones with Sheena is a Punk Rocker and I Want to Be Sedated. So, if the Ramones is bubblegum music, what isn't bubblegum? Bubblegum is not music that is pure pop or hit parade, teen idols, and groups such as the Spice Girls, the Monkees, the Osmonds, etc. Also making the bubblegum music scene in the late 1970s was Elvis Costello. Costello's Pump It Up is indistinguishable from the classic bubblegum of a decade earlier. His Accidents Will Happen is very close to the classic form, but is considered evolved.
Sweat and smoke black.
Have enjoyed this look back and tribute to bubblegum music. Bubblegum Goodbye to an Era was a production of WVJW, Benwood, West Virginia, and was hosted by Brian French.